Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, for the last two or three teachings on spiritual discernment, that we have been talking about unity within the body of Christ, so I feel the Lord would have us continue in this vein of teaching. So just like spiritual discernment, unity within the body of Christ is sorely lacking. And why? Well, the easy answer is the people are not willing to endure God's dealing and judgments to have unity built in them. God's glue that bonds, that holds the body of Christ together, is His unity. Let me say that again. This is very important. God's glue that bonds, that holds the body of Christ together, is His unity. The definition of unity within the body of Christ is all hearts, one in the Spirit. Let me say this again. This is important. The definition of unity within the body of Christ is all hearts, one in the Spirit. That oneness is only worked in us when we are not in the equation. My friend, did you know that God does math? Why, sure He does. Here's an example. 1 + 0 = 1. Now, the one is God, and I don't think you are the one, oh no, but the one is God, and we are the zero. And the better zero we can be, the better one or God can be to us. So God is one, and we are the zero, and that equals one, or God's unity. God plus us, the zero, equals God. I hope you get that, my friend. The more we can be a zero, a nothing, empty, see no value in ourselves, the more we can be in unity with God and His children. Jesus said in Matthew 5:3, blessed, and that word blessed just means happy, are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Not the kingdom of God. There is a huge difference, my friend, between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. But the word here, poor in spirit, is not talking about money, but of the value that they see of themselves. Poor in spirit in the Greek is translated morally bankrupt, or they see of themselves having no value. What a refreshing view. Now, most Christians see of themselves the value they add to themselves and the value that their life adds to God. But nope, the less we see or think of ourselves, the more benefit or value we will be to the body of Christ. And this is why Paul in Romans 12:3 writes, "For I say, through the grace given to me, to every man that is among you, not to think of yourself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly." That word soberly means honestly and forthrightly, according as God has dealt to every man the one and only measure of faith. Wow, we are not to think better of ourselves than the next person. The more we think less of ourselves, the more unity, the more oneness we will be with God and His children. And yes, God desires unity among His people throughout the body of Christ. But if we are honest, God has generally gotten very little of unity in the body of Christ. Now, there's been pockets of unity throughout history, or even today in some places in the world, but for most part, there's not much real unity in the body of Christ. Now, don't fool yourself here. Just look around at all of the denominations and non-denominational churches. Even inside these two categories, there are divisions within each, and all of the mainstream denominations have subsets, and down they go. Now, I'm not picking on the Baptist denomination here, but with inside the Baptist church, there are, that I know of, the Southern Baptists, the original Free Will Baptists, the Free Will Baptists, the Primitive Baptists, the Pentecostal Free Will Baptists, the Original Baptists, the American Baptists, and the Independent Fundamental Baptists. And these are the ones that I know of. At last count, since 2024, there are approximately 45,000 different and distinct Christian denominations worldwide. Are they all right? Are they all wrong? Are some wrong or some right? One thing for sure, with so many denominations, how can they all be in unity? Do not fool yourself. They are not all right. As a matter of fact, almost all of the 45,000 denominations are not in unity at all, because if they were, there would be one less denomination in the world. Karen and I went to a Pentecostal Free Will Baptist church outside of Jacksonville a few times. The pastor was a hospital corpsman like Karen and I, so we thought we would give it a look. Well, things at first was good, but with each return visit, I was confused the more. Now, maybe it was me, but I asked the pastor one day if they were more Pentecostal, Free Will, or Baptist. Now, you would think that I slapped a man in the face. Boy, did he get angry with me. Not sure why he got so angry, but he said we were no longer welcome at his church. So we said, aye. We shook the dust from our shoes and never went back. All I can think was he and or the Pentecostal Free Will Baptist Church was having an ongoing identity crisis. You know, when you mix three different and opposite doctrines to make up one denomination, you're probably making up a mess to please the people. There was a reason why there was no unity at that church. At the fundamental truth, unity is only possible in the person of Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. At the fundamental truth, unity is only possible in the person of Jesus Christ. But what does that mean? It means that if I'm a partaker of Christ in communion with Him, and you are a partaker of Christ in communion with Him, then we are partakers of each other in communion with Him. Jesus said, unless you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood. So unity is only found in the person of Jesus Christ. That is the basis of unity. I hope you can see this, my friend. If not, the sad, you know, truth to say is you probably are not in communion with Christ, and you are religious, probably lost, and a dead man or a woman walking. Again, if the person of Christ and the life of Jesus Christ is not the foundation of our unity, then whatever unity is there is merely a facade. Let me say that again. If the person of Christ and the life of Jesus Christ is not the foundation of our unity, then whatever unity is there is merely a facade. And in the end, here's the really bad news. The facade, the fake unity, will provide, you know, will prove to be totally destructive. The core truth here is if you truly examine if the unity of the body of Christ worldwide is fully dependent upon the communion that each individual has personally with Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. This is so, so important. The unity in the body of Christ worldwide is fully dependent upon the communion that each individual has personally with Jesus Christ. Now, that is critical, my friend. Now, this is opposite of what many Christians believe and what many groups and churches and denominations practice. Most of these organizations I mentioned believe unity is achieved from the top down, that unity is imposed through laws or legislation from the top down through a statement of faith. Even worse, unity is often not in the person of Jesus Christ, but in doctrine and facts about Him. In other words, they talk about Christ, but they do not know Him. They study the Bible, memorize scriptures to where they teach the scriptures and stories in Bible schools and in Sunday school classes and even vacation Bible school, but they do not know the main character, the star of those stories. The individual communion with Christ is not the basis of their unity, and nor is it ever to be considered. Amen. More next week on the unity within the body of Christ. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, stressing that unity within the body of Christ depends upon the unity that you have with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ must be the focus, the foundational truth of the unity of the body of Christ. If not, then there is no unity at all. God bless. Talk to you next week. Amen.